there. Happy Monday. Happy Eclipse Day. You're listening to The Leftovers. It's the podcast after the show, after show prep, I guess. And today, doing things a little bit differently. I just did a segment with my friend Jake Skorheim from Cairo Radio Nights on our sister station, Cairo News Radio. And it's his show, so he got to pick the topics. I got to sit back and respond. And we got into a little bit, I think, uncomfortable conversation, not necessarily for us, but how people might judge us for having the conversation about conjoined twins, one of whom got married and is now making some news. And why pretend we don't all have exactly the same question? So here's how that conversation went.
All right, so I wanted to try a kind of a new format, something fun. I thought we'd just do kind of like a rapid fire. I'm going to throw some stories at you, just get your reactions.
Okay.
We just kind of chat about some crazier stuff that I've seen in the news that maybe doesn't warrant like an entire segment, but maybe if you put them all together, it will create some sort of a delicious stew for our audience.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, something. All right, do you remember the TLC show about those conjoined twins? Their names were Abby and Brittany. Do you have any recollection of this?
I vaguely remember it.
All right, so here's their intro from TLC. Listen to this.
My name's Abby Hensel, and I'm Brittany Hensel. We are 22 years old. People have been curious about us since we were born, for obvious reasons. We're identical twins who are conjoined. But our parents never let us use that as an excuse. While life as a conjoined twin sometimes has its challenges,
I like this, but I don't need it.
We were raised to believe that we could do anything we wanted.
Anything they wanted. All right,
oh,
so
God.
Do you know this story? Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, but I already hate it because of that one sentence.
So that was them back in 2012. They are conjoined. I don't know if you've seen them, but they share a body. They each have one half. Like, they share the top half of, they have, I don't know how it works exactly, but they have one body that they each control half of, the upper half of the body. The lower half of the body, they share. And so everything below the waist, and again, I don't know how all that stuff works, but everything below the waist.
One single person.
Well, they just share everything. I don't know.
Yeah, they share. Okay, they share everything.
Yeah, they're conjoined twins. You get it. So they are now 34. That was back in 2012 when they were just graduating high school, I believe. They're now 34 years old. The one of the sisters, whose name is Abby, has just gotten married. And so she has married a guy. She's married a fella who is a former, let's see, I think he's a former, was he Air Force? Doesn't really matter.
He's a vet.
He's a vet. And he has a kid, I believe, from a previous marriage. None of that really matters. What matters is he's married to one of them, and the other one is just kind of also there. How does this work?
Perpetual third wheel.
Yeah, no, I'm exactly. Like, I don't understand, you know. I mean, like, God bless him. I hope the marriage goes great, but it's just one of those situations where you go,
yeah.
A lot of question marks.
I'm oddly more interested in him than I am of the conjoined twins.
Sure.
Because you've fallen in love with one of the two, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, I hope
presumably.
So.
Presumably.
He married her. So,
well,
yeah,
but
I mean,
so. Are you also in love with the twin?
Like a sister-wife situation.
Yeah, and I don't, based on what I know about the story, that's not the case, that
yeah,
he's in love
so.
With the one sister. And so I want to delve into why, how, what happened, how did you go down this path? Like, and I have to imagine it was also probably tough for him to, you know, cope with those feelings and be out in public. I just think because everyone is going to be having the same question.
Yeah, obviously you got to have you know, he's got to have thick skin. People are going to, you cannot not look at them.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking about them on the radio
right now. I mean, they say that. They say that themselves and they know.
Yeah, and they had a TV show based on because they have this unique experience in life and now he is a part of that experience.
And all of my questions and curiosities.
All mine too. I can't ask them.
Something to do with, yeah.
Yep, and I can't say it on the radio, but
I mean, we can hint around it. So on your wedding night.
Yeah.
What does the other one do?
That's a great question.
Is she on like her phone?
A Kindle.
Just reading?
Just reading.
It's like, are you guys done? Come on.
No, I just don't. Yeah, I don't.
It's a legitimate question.
It's a legitimate question. There's
but
a lot.
It doesn't it feel like we feel bad and we shouldn't feel bad,
but we feel bad for asking? Yeah, I feel bad even
but
asking
everyone,
the question.
But everyone, why pretend that that's not the only thing people are immediately curious
okay,
about?
Okay, so they got married. Apparently, this news is just getting out. I don't know how you kept this news a secret, but they got married, I think, back in 2021, and we're just seeing pictures of it now. We're just seeing videos from their wedding. Somebody's put out these things. And so now we know that they've been married. And yeah, you just kind of go, well, and probably the same question that people asked when people first met them back in 2012. Like, mm-hmm. well, how is this going to work later in life? You know, like, how are they dating and all that kind of stuff?
I just want to know, how is it that they're married and I'm still single?
That was my follow-up yeah. question to you.
Depressing.
You just have to be open to the, you know, the universe will send you the right person, Jason.
Uh-huh. A conjoined twin.
You know what? I know that one of them's available still.
I will.
So I think you should go, you know.
Well, okay, so if you are, if someone else falls in love with
they
the
get
other, but do
I,
they live in the same, they have to sleep together are you in a one bed, right?
These are impossible questions. These are impossible questions.
And do you get jealous?
Yes, of course.
Of the other husband who's having relationships
with his own wife, but
a shared body,
with a shared lower
again,
half.
I know it sounds like we're kind of joking.
No, I'm legitimate.
I am curious.
Not a joke.
You have to be really open-minded in order to be in this kind of a relationship.
Yeah, I think that's where we should leave it. We should be really
sure.
open-minded.
Yeah,
all right, here's
positive.
Another one. This is kind of fun. Senator John Fetterman. I've had, like, I wouldn't say a complete 180 feeling on this guy, mm-hmm. but I will say I've had like a 75-degree turn on this guy. So when he was first running in Pennsylvania and he had a stroke and he couldn't put together like a cogent sentence, basically, which
yep.
is why they didn't let him talk to the press. They didn't mm-hmm. let him do anything. And he just kind of like went away for a while. And then he beat Dr. Oz, even though he wasn't really running at the, I mean, he was running, but he wasn't doing much to get out there.
They were putting a lot of money into that campaign to compensate.
I know, but yes, you're correct. I mean, against anybody else, maybe it wouldn't have gone Fetterman's way. But they picked Dr. Oz, so they knew who they were running against, I guess. But Fetterman has done a lot of surprising things where he seems much more middle of the road mm-hmm. than the guy that he was sold as. And as he has gotten better and better, and as his, like, you know, he's basically seems like he's back to normal. He still dresses like he's just coming out of the
total
gym.
Total slop, yeah.
But he says a lot of stuff that I go, like, yeah, I kind of like what he's saying.
Do you think it was the stroke?
Like
that
he
did something to change his mind?
Like people who have injuries can suddenly play the piano or something.
Or I can suddenly speak French.
It's like a beautiful mind situation.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Kind of curious, because he has done, and maybe we just weren't asking the right questions, but I mean, he certainly portrayed himself as being very, very, very fringe and far to the left, only to then come out on a lot of it. I mean, he's still fringe on some issues, but a lot of issues, Israel in particular, right down the. In fact, he's arguably more conservative on Israel than any other Democrat senator.
And this was what he said about squatters' rights. I thought this was interesting. He's talking about an interview last week. He was talking to New York Post, and he mm-hmm. says squat. And I don't know why squatters have been in the news so much lately. It's kind of just like the story of the day. It's what people are talking about.
It's a new theme.
It's a new thing. And he was talking about, he said, squatters have no rights. How can you even pretend that this is anything other than you're just breaking the law? He said, I thought this analogy was really good. He said, it's wild that if you go away on a long trip for 30 days and somebody breaks into your home and suddenly they have rights. This is crazy. Like if somebody stole your car and then they held it for 30 days, then somehow you now have some rights. He's absolutely right.
He's 100% correct.
Any other situation, somebody steals your car, they don't just get to say, well, this is my car now because I've been driving it for a day and
mm-hmm.
a half. So why does it apply to houses? It's just the weirdest thing that we've adopted this thing.
So the radical left has adopted this because they believe that housing is a human right, quote unquote. And when you have that kind of viewpoint, you can then justify this because there's no such thing in that world as private property ownership rights. If owning a home or being put in a condo, whatever it is, if that is your human right, that means someone else can't really truly own the money.
Like what Fetterman's saying, he's correct. Like he's a Democratic senator from Pennsylvania. These homes are owned by somebody. You cannot just go in and steal a home.
Yeah, the way the laws in most places are written, they either didn't think of this because this is really meant to protect people who are acting out in good faith and cannot pay rent.
Yeah, this is a tenant-landlord situation.
Yes.
Yeah,
and
not a
by the way,
situation.
I disagree with that whole line of thinking as well because it's still not your property. But I think that this clearly was taken advantage of by folks on the radical left who hold that viewpoint, and they're just running with it. I mean, these are people who you're trying to figure out the logic coming from folks who want to abolish police and prisons. So at some point, you can't quite actually make sense of it because it's truly an ideological position that's based in their feelings.
Yeah, and maybe can't always be explained.
Yeah.
And they can't articulate it, so they just say, nah, if you live
they
in
like
somebody's
the
house.
Idea. They probably love the idea of not having to pay rent.
Well, yeah, everybody.
I mean, most of them are already in that position. They live in their parents' mother-in-law's.
Wouldn't everybody love to not have to pay for the homes that we live in?
Yeah.
But it's just the way the world works. All right. Well, we've run out of time, but I like this rapid fire. We should do this again sometime.
This was two stories.
I know, but it was
very rapid.
We chitter-chatted about it too long, but that's all right.
Chitter-chatted.
that's it. Oh, I had other good ones too. All right. Jason Rance from The Jason Rance Show. Thanks for coming on, man.
Thanks for having me. If you like what you heard, number one, you should download the show videos or stream the show videos called The Double Shot. And Jake and I, every day, we post them on our social media channels. And of course, if you like Jake's show, you should be tuning into that. Why aren't you tuning in there from 7 to 10 on 97.3 FM? It's perfect. You listen to me from 3 to 7, and then you make a switch for 3 hours. Or download the podcast. It's up to you. I'm not really that particular, but I am tired. So I'll see you tomorrow.